In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad, and today we're going to talk about how you shouldn't leave your children with strangers and protect them against ill wishes. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Islam lays a great deal of emphasis on the way we raise our children and how to care for them. Children are for the future, and they are the ones who keep the legacy of Muslims alive. Therefore, Islam commands us not to leave our children with people who we don't know what they will do to our children or what they will teach them. And we must protect them against ill wishes. If, for example, you want to leave your child in a daycare or kindergarten, you need to be really careful what kind of a daycare or kindergarten it is. I mean, are the teachers good teachers in the kindergarten? Or they are irreligious people who teach your children all kinds of nonsense. This is just one example. Another example is that you should not leave them with people you are not sure who they really are. Let's say you want to go somewhere and you don't want to leave your child alone at home. So you leave him with your neighbor. And you know, your neighbor also has a child and they could play with each other. This is not a bad thing, but if you're not familiar with your neighbor and you can't really trust them for whatever reason, this is not a wise thing to do, even if your child will play with your neighbor's child. Instead, you should leave your children with people you trust, such as your parents, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, or uncle. In this way, you are certain that no harm will come to them and they will take good care of your child. We want our children to learn good things and, we don't want them to learn bad things, which will really affect how they grow up and also their future. This is what Islam wants from us, to take good care of our children and protect them. Another issue which we must really be careful about is protecting our children from ill wishes of others. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
One of the signs of the end of time is that the Prophet ﷺ said that children would begin to be lusted after like adults. And so pedophilia is one of the signs of the latter days. And Sharia also gives a lot of, we have in our Sharia, a lot of checks and balances to ensure that there are not breaches of sexual propriety, and certainly with children. A child should not be alone with children, with adults that are not mahram, certainly not males. The rate of child molestation is much higher. There are some incidents of female molestation of children, but very often they're actually with men that are practicing these things. But there is a lot. And the Sharia does not, these rules are not like, oh, well, I'm not worried about him doing that. No, these rules are there for a reason. So these things happen. And for Muslims to pretend that this isn't a problem in our community is to enter into a state of denial. And so the Sharia is there to protect children. And so they should not be in any situations where the potential for molestation is there. Because these are traumatic events that children will often never recover from. And so it's very important to take these rules seriously in our communities. When you do have like a Quran teacher, and again, it's not about suspecting, or it's about following the Sharia. So they might be 100% upright and everybody trusts them. That's not the point. The point is the rules are there so that it's a blanket rule. I saw an interview years ago with Billy Graham, I think it was. And it was during a time when a lot of these evangelicals were falling by the wayside because of all these sexual improprieties. And Billy Graham, the reporter asked him why there'd never even been a hint of scandal around him. And he said, when I was a young seminarian, I made a promise to God that I would never be alone with a woman that I wasn't directly related to. And so there's an example of a Christian just practicing a Sharia ruling, because that's not in Christianity. That's our rule. But that's just him being intelligent. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, اشتنبوا مواقع التهم, avoid places of suspicion. When he was walking with Salama, one of his wives, it was dark, and there were two of the Ansar saw him, and he said, I think it was Maymuna, Naha Maymuna, أو كما قال. And one of them said, أَنَتَّهِمُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, would we ever suspect you, O Messenger of Allah? He was teaching them. And he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ اشْتَنِبُ مُوَاقِعَ التُّهُمْ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي فِي بْنِي آدَمَ جَارِيَ الدَّمْ. Avoid places of suspicion, because shaitan flows in the veins of the children of Adam. So you shouldn't put yourself in a situation. And certainly with children, that's the case. It's to protect the children. So if there's other adults around, that's fine. But, you know, a male should not be taking children that aren't mahram for him. And even when you have mahram, we know the problems that can happen in families with incest. I mean, but, you know, at a certain point, Sharia is not, it has to be reasonable. Those are the worst, most egregious breaches, because people can grapple with a stranger, even though a child can find that very difficult, but somebody who's entrusted with the care of the child, to break that is a very sinister thing.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, while innocent children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, this is Karbala. Zainab left her heart. She left her brothers in the dark. but there's much more pain to come. This is the road to Sham.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So, how do we protect our children from ill wishes? Well, there are certain people who want your children to grow up in a certain way. This really has to do with schools. You see, when children go to school, you have no control over them because you've just left them in the care of their teachers. Other than that, they will make friends with their classmates, and we have no idea what they're going to learn from their peers. I'm sure you've heard of peer pressure. It's whenever a person who goes to school and sees his or her classmates doing something right or wrong, and so that person, that child, feels pressured that he or she must do the same thing. So, if your child is in middle school or high school, you have to be really careful who he is making friends with. Maybe a lot of his peers smoke. Chances are that your child will also feel that he also has to smoke to be like them, or else he'd be treated as an outcast, a person who doesn't belong to their group. So, parents have to be really careful in what school they leave their children in. They have to do some research and try to find the best school in their neighborhood, or if there's no good school in their neighborhood, in another neighborhood. Other than their peers, as we said, the teachers could also have ill wishes against your children. Some teachers, you know, they have certain Western and secular thoughts, and they think they must educate children to become people exactly like themselves. For example, a history teacher can really influence the thoughts of your children. He can relate history in such a way that it will change your child's understanding of not only the past, but also the present and the future. He could talk to them about how the West has made so much progress and is still making progress today, and say that it is all because they have become secular, that is, they have separated religion from politics. Just imagine what will happen to your child when he has such teachers. He will be brainwashed, undoubtedly. Such teachers would say that religion has no role in social and political affairs. And they would say that in the West, we are seeing that religion has no role in social and political affairs. And that is why they have made so much progress. So they attribute the progress of the West to their being secular, to their being irreligious and separating religion from politics. This will affect the minds of your children. This is just one example. A teacher of literature or even mathematics might give them a similar lecture. And so, we have to be really careful in what schools we leave our children and make sure that the atmosphere of the school is an Islamic one, and it's a good Islamic atmosphere, because we have Muslims who are not really Muslims, who are just Muslims by name, such as the teacher that I just talked about, the history teacher, that he would talk about the progress of the West and how they're secular. Make sure that you leave your children in schools where the teachers and also the classmates are good people, are Muslim, pious, and faithful people. And another issue which affects the brains of our children is the mass media, especially the Western mass media. Obviously, they want to brainwash our children and influence them as much as they can through their TV shows, music advertisements, and so many other things. So we have to take good care of our children. We shouldn't leave them with strangers, and we must protect them against ill wishes. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. Thank you.